It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 7. We're going to begin reading with the 15th verse and read to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 7, verse 15. We're going to begin there. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website out, it's Parkview Bible Church, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And you'll find many studies, our Constitution, the plan of salvation. Please check out that website, and it'll. I hope that it'll be a benefit to you. It'll bring you to the point of coming to know the Lord Jesus, and also it will help you to grow as well. That's its purpose. Again, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Romans chapter 7, beginning to read with the 15th verse. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the war of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Let's begin with prayer after reading the precious word. Father, thank you today that we can come, enjoy this time together. We can visit, we can fellowship over your precious word, we can study your precious word, and your Holy Spirit, he will come and will guide and lead us. And we know that we must be born again. We must be saved before we can enjoy, before we can have that sweet, sweet Spirit in our hearts to gain the wisdom and the knowledge of God. To know the Father is to know the Son. And to know the Son is to surrender to the Spirit as he calls us to and invites us to know the Son, the Lord Jesus. As he has died on the cross of Calvary, Jesus died there for us, died, took away all of our sins as he died. And the Spirit of God comes and introduces us to the Lord Jesus and shows us how sinful we are and how much we need a Savior. Thank you for your precious word. And so just guide and lead us now through this study. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. These words that we have enjoyed here come from a born-again believer. The 17th verse says, "Now then, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me." These words come from a born-again believer, and we must recognize that we have an enemy, and that enemy is our flesh. And we need to recognize that. And then it continues here, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For it will be For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. I finally got that out. Paul declares it was indwelling sin, that evil nature indwelling the believer, that's what brings about this failure to live the way we want to, the way we desire to. Because when we get saved, born again, our wanter changes, and we begin to think differently, begin to act differently. But that old flesh is still present, and that's what Paul is talking about here, is what the culprit is. And when we look at these scripture verses here, we find that, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, this is the 18th verse of chapter 7, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me. Now, we look at that little text, that word, to will, the being constantly desirous, to will. You constantly desire to have that. And then it says, to will is present with me. All right? So the will, the desire, is continuous. It's constant. The present with is all came, this all come about because of our new nature. You see, before you're born again, before you trust in the Lord Jesus as your Savior, there is no way that you can have that constant desire. Now, your conscience that you're born with, that continues to plague and kind of nag at you a little bit, but it's not too long that can be done away with. But when it comes to the Spirit of God, born again, the Spirit of God comes to live within us, and now we have that will, being constantly desirous, present with us. That will is present with us. All, you know, this has all come about because we're born again, this new nature. Now, we've got a scripture verse here, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You see, it comes about, you might be partakers of the divine nature. That's what comes when you're born again. That's this to will and this present with. That's what it's talking about there. But to do it, the will is there. It's present with us. But the sad thing is, for us to carry it out, now that's a different story. That's a different story. That old flesh fights us all the time. That's what Paul's talking about here. That's what these sweet verses of Scripture are all about here. And so I'm going to read once again verse 18 back in Romans chapter 7, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. You see, there was that stumbling block in there. That old flesh just kept getting in the road of Paul and keeps getting in the road of us as well. Verse 19, for the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that's what I do. Have you ever had that conversation or that argument within yourself of something that you do, and you wonder why that you do that, and you don't want to do it, but you do it? and you continue. And this is a battle that Paul had, a battle that just continued on the inside. It's a battle between the heart, the new, the born-again heart, and the old flesh. That's where the battle is at. That's where the fight comes from. And so that was a good verse of Scripture here. But we find again in verse 20 now, "Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me, the old flesh." So begin with here, he says in verse 18, "But how to perform it? That which is good, I find not." Okay, he was lacking. He had the power, but you see that old flesh just seems to have the victory. In verse 19, "For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil that I would not, that's what I do." It just seems like I always do the wrong thing. In verse 20, "Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwelleth in me." Can you connect with that discussion, this argument that Paul is having with himself? Can you tie that together with your own life? I sure can with mine. That's not what I want to do, but that's what I do. And then what I want to do, I don't do that. It just, everything is all mixed up, and that's what that old devil wants. He wants us all mixed up. He wants us to not listen to the Spirit of God that's in our heart. He wants us to listen to that old devil that just keeps plaguing us, that old flesh, as it wants its will and its victory. Now, verse 21, "I find that a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me." Now, this law here that we're talking about, again, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." That's the law of sin. Now, that law of sin is in our members. There are six laws mentioned in Romans. And we're going to look at each one of them and read the scripture verses that back it here very quickly. And so the first is the law of Moses. We're going to find that back in the third chapter. This is all in Romans. Everything is in Romans. And so please go to Romans chapter 3, Romans chapter 3, the 19th verse. Romans 3, 19. "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God." Now, we know that what things soever the law saith, that would be the law of Moses. Now, number 2 is in the 21st verse of that same chapter, Romans chapter 3, verse 21. Verse 21. Romans 3:21, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." That is the principles of the law, simply as a principle. This is the law. And then verse 27, we find, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith." And so we have here another law, the law of faith. So the last one was the law of the principles of it. The first was the law of Moses. Now the next we'll find in the 7th chapter, right where we're studying, Romans chapter 7, verses 21, 25, and 21, 23, and 25. Romans 7:21, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." 23, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." Verse 25, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, With the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. That is the law of sin. Now in the 16th verse of that same chapter, chapter 7, verse 16, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. That's the law of the mind, as we've titled that one here. And then in verse 23, it was the same. I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. That be the same. And then over in the 8th chapter, chapter 2, we have the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. What a wonderful statement. How do we get victory over this? Through and by Jesus Christ. And I know that we've talked about that this is speaking to born-again believers. But the victory all comes when we surrender to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, let's kind of back up here and let's look at verse 22 in Romans chapter 7. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. This word for in this verse, for I delight in the law, brings us back to 21. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God. Delight means to rejoice and is stronger. And then we find that it leads us to the part of consent. I consent in, as the 16th verse says, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now, once again, come back over here to the 22nd and 23rd verse. I delight in the law of God. It says over here, I consent unto that the law is good, even though if I then I do that which I would not, you know, the law is good. And it all kind of draws together here, and I hope I'm not confusing you between the law of God, because Paul delights in the law of God. And that's what we're talking about here. And I delight in the law of God. I delight in the writings of the law of Moses. I delight in God's precious word and learning his word and fellowshipping over his word. I delight in it. This delight is not outward. This delight is inward. And it comes about when you're born again. When you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus, that's where that comes from. This delight is not outward, but inward. The new nature that comes into the heart when we are born again. In his wish, in his consent, in his hate of what the law condemns. Now, as we look to the word here, we begin. Again, the delight is not in the outward, but in the inward. The new nature comes into the heart when we're born again. And in this, the wish, the consent, the hatred for that old nature, that outward sign, the hope is, the wish is, and the law condemns it. The law condemns our old flesh. Why do you think we need a Savior? Because we can't keep the law. The law is not bad. The law is good. The law is perfect. But we can't keep it, and that's the reason that to us the law is of no value when it comes to salvation, because we cannot keep the law and gain our salvation. We can't do it. We must come by faith to Jesus Christ. And so this inward man, this being born again, salvation comes into our hearts, shows us the word, and shows us that what the law says is good. And it's wonderful to look to the scripture. Paul's desire to keep the law, even though he continues to fail. Only a saved man will have such a struggle. And that's what he's all talking about here. The struggle, the battle that's going on in our hearts. We desire salvation, we come by faith to Jesus, and you receive it. It's that simple. And then the battle begins. Because now you got the old flesh, and you got the new nature, the new heart. Those two do not like each other. Those two do not get along. They fight. And that's where the battle begins and continues. The battle begins and the battle continues. The law here, as we're looking at these verses from verse 21, 22 and 23, the law here means an inward principle or action operating with the law. So we look to the law and realize that it's good, it's perfect. We look to the law and realize we cannot keep it. And so as we try to live each day serving the Lord and praising the Lord, we so desperately fail. And that's what Paul is talking about here all the way back in the 15th verse. I do that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that's what I do. And that's just the battle that you and I fight all the time. And we go through that battle, and we fight that battle, don't we? And we need to understand that Paul is speaking of the law of sin, or the tendency to do evil in his own members. He knows the word is good, the principle, the action here is correct, it's right, it's righteous, but I can't keep it. And so he turns then each time and comes back and forth. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. I delight in the law of God in the after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. This is the law of sin. It just that battle continues back and forth, back and forth. This law is also called the flesh, which lusts after the spirit. Paul found two laws within him, the law of sin and the law of the mind, or this perfect principle, this holy principle of the new nature. He finds that within himself, and he fights, and it's a continual battle. And if you're truly born again, you've got that same battle going on. We know that Jesus won the battle. The victory is won. But boy, do we have some little skirmishes on a very regular place. It just seems forever. As we look here, he sees one of these principles. Now let's look at this again. If I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, I delight in the law of God, the inward man, that's what he really wants. But I see another law in my members warring against me, going against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now, he sees one of these principles warring against the other, bringing him into captivity to itself. And that's the battle that's going on. And so I think this 23rd verse really helps us. I hope that it helps you. I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. That battle's going on all the time. Please, Lord, please, let me live a life that's righteous and pure and walks with you, please, dear Lord. And then just that soon why we seem to fail. And that's what Paul's talking about. And you know this, the Apostle Paul, if he had trouble with it, it's no wonder why we have trouble with the same. Paul simply is describing the two conflicts, the two principles that every born-again believer possess. We have the old flesh, or the sin, as we've talked about here, the law of sin, or the flesh, it's one and the same. And we have the Holy Spirit living within our hearts, abiding and leading us each and every day. And so we need to look to the Lord Jesus. And then he comes out with this statement, "Oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, wretched man that I am," the scripture says in verse 24. "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" You know, this is what he seems to call a normal Christian's life. And we need to understand that the law can deliver no man. I don't care whether you're a saint or you're a sinner. The law cannot deliver you from the flesh. We are delivered from the law by being dead in Christ to that in which we were held. And so if we come back to the sixth verse, see this whole chapter's together. "And now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter." Look at the victory. See, that seventh chapter is just so powerful. We keep coming back and forth through that to understand. Paul wants to understand when he says, "Oh, wretched man that I am." He wants us to understand that that battle is there and that battle is real. "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And then it goes on to say, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord," because that's the only answer. That is the only answer. To be delivered from the law by being dead in Christ. You see, we die in Christ. "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" The apostle speaks of the body here with reference to the law of sin. Back to the flesh, which he had said was in his members. He calls it the body of this death, as feeling, as he wrote the horrors of that death into which he is caught in. And our life is the same way. This is a believer weighed down under the burden of sin, a burden that he longs to shake off and be separated from, and to renew himself and enjoy the life of the born-again believer. This is what he's looking at. This is what Paul's fighting with, and this is what Paul is proclaiming in his word, the fight, the battle that goes on. Was this much of this fight, did it go on when Paul was in the desert for those 3 years? Very possibly. And it didn't stop there. It continues, and it continued to the day he died. And it'll do the same with us. This battle of the law of sin and the law of the mind, or the sin, the old flesh, and the Spirit of God that lives within us. Those two are warring back and forth because we're born again, and the old devil don't want to give up his property. Well, he has lost, and so we need to walk each day. And then it goes on with this 25th verse, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. He summarizes it and brings it right home to each one of us, but we do need to thank God for the victory. The battle will continue, but the victory is won. And so please, please, look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon the Lord Jesus today for your Savior, because if you don't, you're defeated. You've lost. Your soul will wake up after you die and leave this earth, and you'll be in a place called of torment, waiting the eternal fires of hell. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?